and welcome to Side Podcast Episode 6, Men and Motors. Today we're talking about drivers.
Drivers?
Yes, drivers.
Oh, okay.
Way back in December, I wrote a post on Daily F1 Blog.
What's that?
That's dailyf1blog.blogspot.com.
Oh, okay.
Called the official 2007 entry list until they change their minds. But actually, they haven't really, have they?
No.
There's only a few unconfirmed.
Yeah.
So first on our list, obviously, is two-times world champion Fernando Alonso. Didn't he used to be your favourite?
Used to be.
Why is he not your favourite anymore?
Well, I tend to try and follow the Renault team, and he might have defected to another team.
Aw, did he leave you?
He did, but I'm thinking of following him due to the aforementioned debacle with the colours.
Don't talk about the colours again. That's two podcasts already we've talked about the
Okay. colours. I quite like silver. Alonso had something to say about it too, didn't he?
He did, yes. He was talking about testing and he said, Ferrari are looking very good and Renault will start the year well, but they will get worse as usual.
Ouch.
And then when asked what he liked best about his car, he joked, the colours.
Ooh, double ouch.
So what you need to know about Alonso is he was born in 1981 in Spain. He now lives in Oxford, England, and he's single, which would have been interesting, but he's cut his hair.
Oh dear. You're not a fan of the new haircut?
No. Did you know that he took part in his first karting event at the age of 3?
Blimey.
I know, some people can't even walk by the age of 3.
He's tanking it around a racetrack.
A champion in the making, obviously.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Obviously, he's come a long way since those days.
He's grown up a bit this year, or this last year, hasn't he? He's had a couple of issues with the FIA.
Yes.
Had a bit of an outburst about the quality of the sport.
Yes, last year he seemed very frustrated.
He seems a bit older this year now. He seemed to be quite youthful last year. Maybe a bit wet behind the ears this year. Kind of, you know, a bit more mature, maybe a bit worn by the whole thing. He did say at the end of last year that his target for World Championships is 3 to match Senna's. And if he makes it 3 this year, he will leave the sport, which is interesting. This could be his last year. Although he does have a longer contract than that, so maybe it's not.
Do you think he will win again this year?
That's a question, isn't it?
They have been very strong in testing.
Very fast in testing. They're breaking down a lot. The car's not very strong.
That sounds about right.
Yeah. Do you know, I don't think he will. No, I don't think he will. I don't think it's going to be his year. I think
it's someone else's turn, to be honest.
It's got to be. And it's a big change, isn't it? And he's not going to have that protection he's used to from Renault. It's a different way of working. He's got to get used to Ron. That's got to take a year. No, I don't think it's going to be his year this year.
And I think you're never going to get someone like Michael Schumacher again, who like has 7 of them. I don't think that's going to happen. You're not going to get the same person winning over and over again.
Hopefully not, no.
It seems like there's a lot more competition now.
Maybe, yes.
There's hopefully.
Yes, Alonso doesn't have the team wrapped around him in the same way that Michael Schumacher did. Obviously, he's got Hamilton as a teammate, which a bit of a favourite was Ron. So yeah. He's not going to get extra special treatment in the way that Michael did. So no,
or in the way that he did last year.
Yes, absolutely. Talking of Hamilton, he's going to be Alonso's teammate this year, isn't he?
He is, yeah.
First full year?
Yep.
No experience as a tester?
Not any experience at all.
Sort of tootled around a bit back into last year because he had a bit of time on his hands.
Yeah.
Not much experience at all, though.
But he's Ron's new favourite.
Yeah, he's doing okay in testing, though. He's holding his own. He was fastest one of the days last week, wasn't he?
Yeah, I mean, part of me thinks, you know, yay, a new British driver, he's going to be really good. But I don't like the special treatment he's sort of got.
From the press or from Ron?
Both, really.
Yeah.
No one's ever heard of him before, and all of a sudden he's like the next best thing and everything.
That
and
is
just
true.
Just get straight in there where some people have to work very hard to get their drives. Alonso's ex-teammate Fisichella, he must be happy now being moved up to the number one spot in Renault.
Temporarily he's the number one driver, yeah. If Kovalainen comes along and blows him out of the water in the first 3 races, he won't be the number one driver for very much longer. It may not happen, but we can live in hope.
Fisichella has previously driven for Minardi, Jordan, Benetton, Jordan again, Sauber, and now Renault.
He gets around a bit, doesn't he?
He does. It's his aim to drive Ferrari.
It's the Italian thing.
Ah, that's what it is.
He did try. I think he tried. Was it last year? Year before last? He was desperate to get in the Ferrari. He almost had a drive, and they sort of promised him maybe he could, you know, a test, I think. Said, oh yeah, you know, come along, we'll let you have a go on our car. And they didn't in the end, they backed out.
Gutted.
He was. Can't say I was that bothered, really.
No. So you think he's going to be outshone by his new friend, Heike?
Yeah, well, you know, I'm a big fan of Heike, as we said.
I wish he had a more easy name to spell.
It's hard to type, is it?
Yeah.
Just call it Kovi. K-O-V-I.
Kovi.
Something like that.
I have a quote from Pit Pass.
Got him.
Heike attracted serious attention late in 2004 when he won Champion of Champions event at the Race of Champions. To win the title, he had to beat both 2004 WRC champion Sebastian Loeb and 7 times Formula One world champion Michael Schumacher.
Yes.
Almost overnight, everyone knew the name Kovalainen, but no one knew how to spell it. I might have added that bit on.
It doesn't sound like a quote from Pitfast.
Speaking of Michael Schumacher, we're on to Ferrari. How come Massa is higher up the entry list than Raikkonen?
Because he finished higher in the championship order last year because he finished third.
But Raikkonen's better.
It doesn't make the slightest bit of difference.
Massa began his career in karting. He moved up through the Formula Renault Championship, Formula 3000, and then he got a drive with Sauber, but it started off quite badly.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but in his first season of F1, didn't he spin so many times in one race that he gave himself a headache?
That's what he said. He actually admitted that.
Just round and round, round, round.
I think he's getting better, though.
Yeah, the last race of last season was priceless. That was a great drive from him. I mean, apart from maybe the green suit.
Yeah, that put me off a bit.
That clashed a bit, didn't it, the red and the green?
Yeah.
But it was a really good drive. He's definitely finding his feet now.
I think that he's an okay driver being carried by his car. How do you think he's going to do next year?
It's probably quite a good assessment. What you're really asking me is, do I think he's going to beat Kimi Raikkonen next year?
Yes.
No. I think once Kimi has got into the swing of things and he's got a car that doesn't break down every 15 minutes, I think he's going to waltz over Massa.
Apparently, Raikkonen's entrance into Formula 1 was a bit controversial, but I don't remember.
Well, if you remember what happened to E-Day last year?
Mr. Idiot.
Whereby he didn't really have enough miles under his belt for a super license.
And he was rubbish.
Yes. Well, it was kind of like that with Raikkonen. He hadn't done that many miles and people were a bit frightened he was going to kill somebody, but he wasn't rubbish.
I think Raikkonen is a very good driver, but I don't like him.
You don't?
I don't like him. I think he's dull. And I can't understand him in interviews. He just mumbles like this. I can't understand what he's saying.
He's not the wildest guy in the pit lane, is he?
Well, except that he is.
Oh, he is! How can I forget? Of course he is.
Yeah.
There's some kind of Jekyll and Hyde thing going on there.
Yeah, he's a bit of a party animal. I like the way that Ron Dennis was always trying to protect his innocence, but we all knew what he was up to. It was in the papers.
It must be true then.
Exactly.
The problem Ron has is you can't really criticise people for drinking when you're sponsored by a whiskey company.
No, that's true. I don't think Ferrari are going to stand for it, are they?
No, possibly not. So who's next on your list?
Jensen.
Oh, Lord. He had to come around eventually, I suppose, didn't he?
Yeah.
What do you know about Jensen?
He was born in 1980 in England. He lives in Monaco because he's rich. Doesn't he have a boat?
Probably.
I like boats. And apparently he's single.
Right.
That's all I need to know.
Okay, Barrichello.
I like Barrichello now he's left Ferrari.
Why is that?
I don't know. He always seemed to be like a shadow of a man in Ferrari, you know, always coming second.
I'll tell you what I miss now that Barrichello's in Honda. Is that when he was in Ferrari and he occasionally won every now and then, he cried a lot. He was always crying.
Aww.
He cried when he won. He cried when he got pole. He cried when he came second. He cried when he came third.
Did him and Michael used to hug and stuff?
Yeah, aww. There was a lot of tears in that, man.
Bless them.
I do miss that.
Aww. Well, I mean, if he actually did anything worthwhile in Honda, you never know.
He might cry again.
Exactly.
That's something to look forward to this year.
Yeah. Seriously, though, 2007 is quite important for him, isn't it?
It is kind of make or break year for Barrichello.
Yeah, his contract's up at the end of the year, isn't it?
And he didn't do too well last year. He didn't set the world alight.
He struggled at the beginning, supposedly getting used to the car.
Uh-huh.
Then he was better.
No, he's on Bridgestones again this year, though. But apparently big fan of the Bridgestone tyres. He's very used to them. He had them this whole time in Jordan. And then again in Ferrari.
Ferrari.
Yeah. Maybe that experience might come to the fore. He might be able to play a bigger part this year.
Okay, who's next? Oh, it's the Yeti.
Yeti?
Yeah, you know, Heidfeld with the beard and everything.
Okay, the artist formerly known as Heidfeld.
Exactly.
Right, what's he up to then?
Growing a beard.
Is that his full-time occupation?
Pretty much.
Now might be a great time to plug our YouTube playlists, actually. Talking of Heidfeld, because on YouTube there was a great video. You know, he drove his Formula One car in the snow, in the ice.
Ah, yes.
And it was on YouTube. And what we've got on YouTube now is our little playlist.
Favourites.
Yeah. And you can basically just keep it up to date with all the important events throughout the year that appear on YouTube. And if there's only one place you want to go and get all your latest Formula One information, check out the sidepodcast.com website. There's a link to the YouTube playlist page. And you can download Heidfeld on a lake, a frozen lake. What's Heidfeld up to then, apart from growing a beard? This year.
This year is his year to prove everybody wrong and to live up to his nickname, Quick Nick.
Quick Nick?
Yes.
That's a bad name. I wouldn't want to live up to that name. Good Lord. Didn't he get... He got overlooked, didn't he, by Ron when Ron picked Raikkonen from the cyber team.
Yeah.
So I guess he's got a chip on his shoulder about that.
Yeah.
Okay. So this year's going to be the year he proves everybody wrong. Except he won't, because Kubica is going to kick his ass, right?
Yeah. Well, Kubica is quite quick, isn't he?
He was last year. Mm. Lord knows if he can keep it up this year. But, I mean, if he kept up the pace last year, it should be an interesting season.
Next is Ralph.
Ugh. Oh, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
This year, is it going to be, on the timing screens, is it just going to be Schumacher? No, or is it still going to be R. Schumacher?
Well, I don't know, obviously, until it starts. But the entry list says R. Schumacher.
Interesting.
I don't know why.
No.
But presumably they don't want him to get confused with the Schumacher that was actually good.
Because that's going to happen. Who else is in the team?
That would be Trulli.
Oh.
Disastrous.
Good Lord. Go on. What do you know about Trulli?
He makes wine.
He does. Oh, he makes great wine. I like Trulli for that fact.
Well, I mean, all you can really say about Trulli is that he's good at the, like, one lap at a time.
He's
but
a good
qualifier. Putting them all together, not so much fun.
No. Short attention span, that man.
Yes, that's what it is. Next up, the oldest man on the grid who has started over 200 Grand Prix races.
So he knows his way around then?
He should do by now.
Who's that?
That would be David Coulthard.
Our Dave.
Yeah. They say practice makes perfect.
Right.
Not in this case.
What's his excuse?
The only thing I really know
yeah.
for sure about Coulthard is that he's often complaining about safety.
He cares.
But to be honest, does he drive fast enough for it to be a problem?
Oh, ouch. You're not a fan of Dave, then?
I don't mind, but I've never seen him do anything worthwhile, really.
No, he does. He used to have a major problem keeping the car on the road. He was forever sort of diving into a ditch, into a wall, spinning it, that kind of thing. He doesn't have that problem recently. He's just slow.
The one time he did get onto the podium, he put on a Superman cape.
Oh, he did. You can't forgive him. That's unforgivable.
It is. This year, he's partnered by Webber.
Uh-huh.
We love Webber.
We can be a bit harsh to Webber. We have been in the past.
Yeah, we seem to talk a lot about him. Last year, he seemed to stop a lot, not finishing. But I don't think it was really his fault.
No. How's he going to do this year? Can he get the best of Dave?
I think he probably can. If the car's good enough,
yep.
I think he's a better driver.
Okay.
Again, it's one of those make or break seasons, isn't it?
Is
because
it?
Last year was so rubbish.
That's true. He's got a lot to prove this year. He's got a new car. He's got a new team. I guess Dave's maybe more settled within the confines of the Red Bull environment. Although, obviously, Webber used to drive for Jaguar, and Red Bull is the ex-Jaguar guys, essentially. So he should fit in quite nicely, and yeah, I guess he's going to have quite a good year.
Well, it seems to me that the Red Bull team is a good place to be, like Coulthard was so stressed out before.
Yeah.
And then he went to Red Bull, and suddenly he was like the coolest dude, you know, all relaxed and growing a beard and everything.
Yeah.
Not quite like the Yeti, but just a little beard.
Just a subtle beard.
So, and Webber had such a miserable time last year that maybe the move will do him good.
Yeah.
I have a question for you.
Okay.
Nico Rosberg's dad is Finnish.
I thought it was Keke.
No. From Finland.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Right. So why is Nico Rosberg German?
I think it's because his mother is either part or wholly German. And because there's a larger F1 fan base in Germany, and obviously Schumacher was on the verge of retirement, somebody made the executive business decision to push him as a German driver so that he can get all the German fans buying all the German t-shirts and that kind of stuff.
He lives in Monaco now, so he must be rich. And he's single, so if you like the Jason Donovan look, he might be the man for you. We like him because at Goodwood last year, he signed tons of autographs.
He did. He was the only one.
Yeah, Martin Brundle stalked off into the distance.
Yeah.
But Rosberg was nice. He went along the whole line signing all the autographs.
He did.
Who's the other driver for Williams?
Wurz.
Who's that?
He used to drive many moons ago. Then he was a test driver for McLaren. And he made a really shrewd move about 2 years ago to move from test driver at McLaren to test driver at Williams on the assumption that he might have a better chance of getting a race drive. And blow me, it worked.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
At the time, I thought that's crazy. Test driving for McLaren, then test driving for Williams, not a big deal. But no, it works out for the best, really.
So do we know if he's any good then?
It used to be. He once overtook Michael Schumacher at Monaco.
Ooh.
That was about the most significant thing he did, I think. Bit of potential. Didn't he race at McLaren as well when Montoya tripped over a fig leaf or something? I don't know. He had a race then. It was quite good. But he's proven potential and perfect for Williams this year, assuming they build a decent car.
I'll tell you what, I do know something about Wurz.
Oh, go on.
All the other drivers seem to have got into Formula One or started their careers karting.
Yep.
Wurz, actually, he got into it BMXing.
Oh, okay.
Well, BMXing, then karting, but still, it's different. I like it. Toro Rosso are being very annoying.
Okay, where's that?
They won't confirm their drivers.
Are they not?
No. It's a bit stupid because that guy in charge, what's his name?
Oh, you know him. Gerhard Berger.
I don't know him.
Yes, you do. No, he's famous.
What's he famous for? Oh, wait. The guy on the balcony.
The guy on the balcony?
Yeah, you know, at Goodwood. You pointed to him and said, oh, look, it's Gerhard Berger. And I was like, who?
Gerhard Berger just is not famous for sitting on a balcony at Goodwood. He's like an ex-Formula One Ferrari driver. Multiple wins. No. Now Bossa Toro Rosso. You're so young.
Anyway, he's come out in various news items and said, oh, yeah, we think it's going to be Scott Speed and Tonio Liuzzi.
Okay.
But we're not confirming it yet. Well, if you're going to come out and say it might be, either say it is or don't say anything, you know?
Right. So we don't know who's driving for those issues.
So I don't want to tell you about them because it might not be them and we'd be wasting our breath.
Okay.
Spyker have Christian Albers and Adrian Sutil.
Who?
I know nothing about him.
Who?
Can't find anything about him on the web either.
Who?
Adrian Sutil.
Don't know.
But we have heard of Albers.
Oh yeah, he's been there a while. Rather uneventful though. He's been tootling around the back for a bit, hasn't he? Any facts on Albers?
I have a quote from Pit Pass.
Another one?
Yeah. Despite an unnecessary incident at Monaco, Christian generally gave a good account of himself, especially at Indianapolis, where he qualified 14th and the 10th place finish in Hungary. 14th and 10th. Fantastic.
Brilliant. He did have a slightly unnecessary incident in Monaco. I mean, that's one way of putting it. That's like the politically correct way of putting it. But we're not politically correct here, are we?
No.
He basically banded his teammate into the wall off the start line.
They tend to do that though, don't they?
Well, your own teammate.
Those people at the back, they like bouncing off each other.
He was like, the guy was following his teammate. I mean, he could see. He just drove him into the wall. I guess, I don't know whether he fell out with him, whether they had some kind of argument.
But I bet they did afterwards.
It's not really the best place to take out your gripes and your grievances, is it? On the start line at Monaco. So that must leave one team left. Is that Super Aguri?
It is. Super Aguri, the baby team.
The baby team?
Well, they're new.
Right.
And what strikes me about this lineup is that it's really, really little.
Okay.
There's photographic evidence that Sato used to stand on a box to have pictures taken with Jensen. And Davidson is tiny in real life. I've spoken before about fitting him in my pocket.
Yes.
They're my favourite miniature F1 team.
I see.
But they're not very good, really, are they?
I think they did quite well for a team with no budget, but I can't see them setting the world on fire this year. And also, they're probably going to get sued from here to out of Mongolia by Frank Williams. So that wraps up our look at the drivers for 2007. But before we go, we've got to say a quick thank you to all the people who dug us. Have we got a list of people there to say thank you to?
We do. Oliver White, Dan F1, Jay Lynchy 999, and Smiler 79.
Wow. So if your name's not just been read out and you haven't dug us already, please do so at dig.com/podcasts/sidepodcast. And if you've got some free time on your hands, why not check out the forum at
www.sidepodcast.com/forum.
I love it when you say that.
We've got some new topics on there, actually.
Okay.
I'm quite interested to hear how everyone got into Formula One in the first place.
Oh, can I say that? Yeah. Oh, I haven't done it yet.
Well, you better get on with it.
I've got a great story.
Okay, well, don't tell us now.
Okay.
Go to the forum.
I'll do that.
Next week, we'll be taking a look at how to start your own Formula One team.
Wouldn't miss it for the world.